Tell me about what is it about certain teams that have that sense of family and that can laugh, tell jokes, sing in the huddle in the most intense games?
Well, you know what, for me, I mean, we definitely had it in Denver, and I appreciate the kind words of Floyd, and he's long overdue to be in the Hall of Fame, Floyd, and you know that I'm pulling for you, and you should have been there a long time ago, but, you know, I think it's just a sense of that family and sense of laying it on the line for one another. You know, interesting story, just in my own career, you know, I always played hurt, and people would always marvel and ask, well, why and how do you end up doing that? And because I was taught when I came in this league that, as Floyd so eloquently put, the team comes first. It's more important to put those guys first. And so for me, I always viewed every guy on that football team, offensively and defensively, as more important than me. And it was my job to go out there, regardless of how I felt, regardless of what my circumstance might be and my injuries might be, and to go out there and try to lay it on the line for my teammates. And I think we had that sense in Denver, and I'm sure it's been carried on since Floyd Little's days and through the Orange Crust defense days, and on it goes. And that's kind of the atmosphere that was cultivated and created. And when you walk into that huddle and you know that you're going to lay it on the line for one another, and everybody is going to go in that locker room and know that they played hard and gave it up for one another, then, you know, to me, you can't lose. You may lose on the scoreboard occasionally, but for the most part, there is no losing when everybody's got that attitude.
Hey, our friend Bubby Brister, of course, he helped me. He'd walk past my locker when we were like 3-13, and he'd blow a burp in my direction, you know, and, you know, some very classy moves like that.
Right.
But he helped us laugh, and when I saw him going to back up John Elway, I always thought, this is going to be great for John, because here's a guy that will refuse to let John take things too seriously. Tell me about the effect of Bubby and what he did in the huddle for your team.
Bubby, you know, he coined the phrase, so eloquently coined the phrase camaraderie ship. And Bubby, you know, was not anybody's Rhodes Scholar for certain, and you know, neither am I, but Bubby was doing an interview about what this team meant to him and how much he loved playing with everybody and how much it was just so much fun to go out there and all the camaraderie ship we had. And so from that point on, that was a real rallying cry during our two Super Bowl victories there in Denver, was to jump on the ship, and that's the camaraderie ship, baby, and we're going. And Bubby was, you know, Bubby was a clown. He was always goofing and always having a good time. And, you know, I'm sure every football team, and I'd love to hear Floyd's interpretation of the guys that were those guys for the Denver Broncos back in those AFL days, because everybody needs one of those guys that brings comic relief and a little bit of levity, because game of football is a tough game. There's no question about it, and you need those guys. So, Floyd, you have any of those guys on your team from back in the day?
Mark,
just a few,
Mark,
right?
I wish that I had the opportunity to play with you, Mark. You're one of the best, but it was about family. I think Nick mentioned early and talking about that family thing. We were a family. We were able to agree to agree and agree to disagree. But one of the things that we came to play, in the last minutes of the game, we had no chance of winning. You could still see guys working their tails off to make something happen, even though we couldn't win. And, you know, I see guys late out in the day, and they don't do that. But we had a lot of clowns on our team. Everybody had clowns on their team. Jerry Simmons, the great Jerry Simmons, a wide receiver, now, you know, works for Hyatt out of L.A., out of San Francisco now. I've been there with him for about 33 years. He was our clown. He would always do things. He put stuff in your jockstrap. You know, that thing. You know, you guys know
right.
What that stuff is that got hot.
Yeah.
Always did things like that. We had another guy named Fred Forsberg, who played for University of Washington, was a linebacker for us for many, many years. And did a great job for us. But you always have to have guys like that. One of the great things I know about John Elway is you did the game for ESPN, Mark. It was a game that Elway All-Stars played against Joe Montana All-Stars.
Yes.
I got a chance to play in the same game with John Elway. It was the greatest experience of my life, because I can imagine what he was like doing game situations in the huddle. He had a ball in the huddle. He seems to have been a clown as well. And I don't know if you came in a tail end with Randy Gratishar.
No,
you know Randy was the biggest clown? the team, and he don't appear to be that way. He was a jokester along with Tom Jackson. These guys were funny guys and did things that were great, and I've always wanted to play defense because of those two guys. Gradishaw and Jackson were the kind of guys that I wanted to play with, but I always had a chance to watch them play and not play with them.
I got to tell you something about that game, and you mentioned the All-Star game between John Elway and Joe Montana, and I ended up calling that football game. It was a flag football game, and let me tell you, it's a flag football game that in the final moments, a real football game broke out during the course of a flag football game, and
yes,
I was so impressed with Floyd, because now Floyd has kept himself in unbelievable shape. And the competitiveness of these two football teams, and the different players, and I'm talking about all kinds of all-star football players on these teams, and Floyd, I was singing your praises up from the booth, because Floyd was scoring touchdowns and Floyd was blowing a shoulder and trying to protect that flag. And I was like, my Lord, because they had asked me to play in it, and I said, you know, I'm not going to play, and I'm too beat up, and I know myself, I'm the same way. When the competitive juices start flowing, man, I'm going. And and these guys were really a real live football game without pads, a full contact, no pads, broke out at the end of that game, and I was like, gosh, I made the right decision not to be down there.